my brother Steve Harvey mentioned. He said it's a process. It's a package with your name on it. How do you claim it? One word. Church, can we read that word? Trust. Every time you see that word today, church, I want you to say it. Say it out loud. Because I have a message I want to deliver to you. But you got to what? Trust. If you don't trust, what I'm saying to you today is going to go in one ear and out the other. But if you trust. Can I get it again? Trust. Better. Done. I want everybody.
Trust.
Trust. In that process. Take a good look at me. Living witness. Take a good look at me. If you need to touch me, touch me. I'm real. This person that you see here in front of you right now, my oldest son is here. I never hid anything from him. Asked him, who was your father 10 years, 20 years ago? I was a bad man. I was bad. I was bad. I did it all. You name it, I did it. Pastor Mike, met him at a football game. That man from day one put trust in me. Victor, I see you at my church on Sunday. I would ask, hey, where's your church? What kind of church is it? What y'all do? What, no, this, that. Yeah, I'll be there. Nah, I had other things to do. I want you to understand something. It's not that I never went to church, because my mama raised me in a church. When mama said, put your clothes on, we're going to church, you went. Whether you paid attention or not, you acted like you did. Because if you didn't, you caught a... Mama played no games. My mama was a gangster. In her younger days, they would call... She had four boys. They would call... I said four boys because my sister was a boy. She was the biggest boy of all of us. They would call us to come get my mom from the club because she was at the club beating up everybody. My mom was a gangster. So when mom said do, you did, you didn't ask questions. Okay? So I want to read to you guys Proverbs 3, 5 through 13. I'm sorry, Ashton. Can we go back? Guys, and I felt this just now again. I want to remind everybody that today is 9/11, 2022. Yesterday, my wife and I got touched in a way we didn't want to be touched emotionally. Facebook is a very powerful weapon out there. Everybody know Facebook. You can go on Facebook. I mean, you can keep up with people's lives the way we do because we have so many friends and family that we watch and we keep up with what's going on in their lives. So we get on Facebook just to see how everybody's doing, make sure everybody's all right. And, you know, to see the pictures of good times, right? Bunny, you post a lot and you'll notice I put on there I like because, I mean, I'm right there with you. When you're in Mississippi, I'm right there with you. That's the way I feel. Devin, when you're at your car shows, I'm right there with you. I opened up Facebook and I was on the road. Thankfully, Glow was with me because something saddened me when I opened it on this day. That a good friends of ours, Rich Delatorre, Monica Delatorre, they have three children. And their youngest child passed away. And I'm telling you, when you go to a homecoming, a homegoing of a young person, a child, a teenager, 19 years old, it touches you in a way you can't explain. When you lose a spouse, there's a word for it. It's called widow, right? You're a widow, right? When children lose their parents, they're called what? An orphan, right? Someone please explain to me what you tell or call a parent that loses a child. Please help me understand that. The laws of the Lord of the world is disrupted. Something is out of order. You should not bury your child. Guys, if you don't tell your loved ones today, while you're still breathing air, that I love you, tomorrow is not promised. Once again, this word, trust. You gotta feel it. I'm not gonna sit here and tell you that I tell my children every day, I love you. I don't. It's one person I tell I love you every day. That's Gloria Grant. Because that woman catches so much from me. And I fall so many times. And she catch me. But I tell you, that woman, she tells the boys, it's four of them, I love you every day. I go through her. Babe, you talk to the boys? Yes. What are they doing? Did you tell them you love them? I don't even have to ask that question. I know it up front. That woman gives me a look that when I'm out of order, that snatches me so fast and places me back in order to her children. Victor is a living witness. Ask them, how old were you when you started driving? About 8. 8 years old. Was somebody in the car with you? No. Could I say no to you driving? No. When you needed to go to summer school, Gloria and I had a different job in different areas, but we only had two vehicles. Who went without one? Why? Because mama said, give it up. Mom said, my son has to get to school. You will, I'll drop you off at work, or you can get one of your friends to come get you. Her kids? When he went off, whew, thank you. I thought I was free. Here come Ashton and Damien right there behind him because they were 1 year apart. I said, Ashton can't drive. Turned around. They had to be at Summer Pride football camp. I said, here we go. I knew it was coming. She came in there. She gave me that look. I said, what is it? Teach Ashton to drive. I knew it was coming. My vehicle gone again. But you know what? I did what? Trust in her. Okay? So going back to being touched the way we were touched on yesterday, it's special today because I know Mitch, Rich, and Monica are probably busy with their family and friends right now. But I hope this message gets to them, that we are here praying for you, with you, over your daughter and your family, your two kids. Today is the youngest one, Delaney. Today is her birthday. Today is her birthday. Her best friend said, I will have that party for you, and I will do it the way you wanted it to be done. because we want to celebrate your birthday. So happy birthday, Delaney. We know you're in heaven. We know you're at peace with the Lord. And we send many blessings your way. Ashton, before we go to the next message there, every Sunday, because you guys know I'm a truck driver and I have to do this prayer. I normally, you know, Glow and I, we hold hands and we stand outside the truck and we pray together for our family, our friends, our church member, our church, our pastor. And today I want to share that prayer with you guys again as we prepare for another week. Please bow your head. Lord, I lift my hands up to you in praise. I surrender my life to you this morning. I take my hands off every problem, every situation and circumstance that I'm trying to fix on my own. Lord Jesus, I cast all my problems, all my burdens on you. I trust in you. Open my eyes to see that you know what is best for me. Strengthen my faith to take you at your word. Rise within me that I may boldly declare your truth. Cast out fear. Remove all doubt. Block unbelief and cause unwavering trust to be strived within me. Let the church say, amen. My son, Victor, can you please read that? Proverbs 3:5.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. Miss Bunny, you please read Proverbs 3:6.
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path.
In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Church?
Trust.
Trust. How do we acknowledge? Prayer? That's one way. Kindness? Go to church. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Church?
Trust.
Acknowledge him. I was not always the one acknowledging. But I tell you what, one of the largest congregations that ever acknowledged the Lord in the world today, look it up, it's fact, was in prison. Was in prison. Ashton, I think we got a volume up on something. Turn it down. Was in prison. One of the largest acknowledgement congregations of the Lord today was in prison. Because you know what happens when you're locked up? You in them four walls? What's blocked out?
World.
The world. Say that word again, Elder.
The noise, all the stuff going on.
That's the word I was looking for, Benita. The noise. Listen. That silence will guide you to where you really need to be. That's a word for you out there, Pastor Mike. That silence will guide you to where you need to be. Prayer. When Kurt Franklin and his followers and buddies and friends, when they went to that prison to give church, they had church. When I'm in that 80,000 pound vehicle, I'm in silence. I'm in silence. I reach out to the Lord himself. I do. Benita, can you read that next one? Proverbs 3:7. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. Don, can you read Proverbs 3:8? It will be health to your flesh. Woo! And strength to your bones. Church?
Trust.
Man, health, strength. Isn't that something we all want?
Trust.
Trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. He will give you those things. He will give you more than what you... I'm telling you, I can go on and on. Done. Your ways are not his ways.
Trust.
Yeah, amen. Your thoughts are not his thoughts. They're not. Listen to his voice. When them hairs on the back of your neck stand up and you think you're going crazy because you hear someone talking, whispering, and you look around and there's nobody there. Church,
trust.
He's talking to you. He's talking to you. I'm telling you, I was sitting in my truck one night at a Home Depot parked up, ready to go to sleep for the night, and I heard something go. Look out the window. I thought I was losing my mind. There was nobody there. But then I started hearing these voices. Victor, you're losing it. So I laid back down, I went to sleep, and the voices got louder. He was speaking to me. I had to listen, but I had to
trust.
That's what I was hearing. So it came through clear. Son, this is what I want you to do for me. For me. Listen to his voice. If you got a mountain of a hill in front of you and you can't get over that mountain, it's too hard for you to get up that hill. If you trust, stop, look around. He's got another passage for you to travel through. What you're seeking out of life, it's not always going to be right in front of you. It's not going to be there. But if you trust in the Lord, and as he starts speaking to you, if you stop and just listen and know that it is the Lord that's speaking to you, that voice is going to get so clear. So clear. When I was younger, I thought I had the world in front of me, and I challenged the Lord to take it away, because I thought it was, you know, everything that I had was because of me, was given to me because I earned it. I got out there and I took it. I wanted it. So I said, Lord, if you're real, if you're really real, and if you gave me this nice car, you put this money in my pocket, you put the jewelry on my finger, you gave me this beautiful woman, take it. Lord said, oh, you want to challenge me? The Almighty One, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, men, man of men, you want to challenge me? Because the Lord was speaking to me then. I was at a Baptist church, and I said this prayer at the church, take it. Okay. Got home, car wouldn't start. Woman I thought I had said goodbye. Reached in my pocket, had maybe a dollar. The Lord took it like that. When I caught on to what was going on, it broke me so quick. I'll show you. This is the position I found myself in. Lord, please give it back. Please give it back. I will
trust
in you. I will walk in your shadows. I will let you fight my battles. I will hold my peace. They said, I'm going to ask this question to one person. No, I'm asking to a younger person first. Devin. They say the saying goes, behind every man, there is a what? Behind every man, there is a. I'm going to ask an older person. Teacher. There's a good woman, a strong woman. I'm going to tell you, on this day, I was somewhere I didn't supposed to be. There was a mountain in front of me. But God showed me another way. And I ended up somewhere I didn't think I was going to be, because it was pretty much impossible to be there. And I met a strong woman. I wouldn't be the person I am today without her. I give her flowers as often as I can. Every day is special. Every day. It don't have to be birthday, which is coming up September the 15th. My wife is her birthday. She turned 25 in my eyes. So I try to make every day special. I don't run out and buy a gift because it's her birthday. I give her a gift every day, or I try to. So I trust in the Lord because he showed me the path to her. He put a strong woman in my life. That was the first thing he did. Asked her, when she met me, what did I have? Nothing. Nothing. I didn't have, my car wasn't running. It wasn't running. I barely had money to. I didn't have enough money to take her out to eat. I'm not gonna tell you guys a story. I didn't. So she said, "Can you cook?" Yeah. Couldn't really cook, but I tried. Mom came over and helped me. The path God will lead you through will put you where you need to be if you trust. Devin, Proverbs 3:11. Chastening. Nor detest his correction. My son, do not despise the chastening of the Lord, nor test his corrections. I was corrected. I wasn't despised, but I was corrected. Because you're right, we all are. You're right. Gloria, can we please get that one? Proverbs 3:12. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. Whoo, that's powerful. I'm going to read that again. For whom the Lord loves, he corrects, just as a father the son in whom he delights. I felt the Lord loved me. Because he corrected me and corrected me quick, hard, with understanding. Trust in me, son, and I will show you my ways. Happy. Proverbs 3:13. Mackenzie, can we get that?
Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding.
Happy is the man who finds wisdom. Victor, you should have stood up when she said that. Happy is the man who finds wisdom, and the man who gains understanding. Victor, I haven't said this to you, and I had definitely haven't said it to Mackenzie, but the day I met her, I knew you had understanding. I knew. I'm telling you, I seen in her what I hadn't seen in anybody else in your life. She's the real deal. She's grounded. She's strong. Can I say that again? She's strong. She's motherly. How many kids you got outside of Mackenzie? Four. Has Mackenzie been a mother to them kids?
Yes, sir.
Mackenzie flew you to Chicago. I know Mackenzie did that. You didn't tell me this. He didn't tell me this, Mackenzie. I know you took him to Chicago. I know you made him go be a father to those kids. She did the same thing to me. When I didn't have, she put it in my hands and said, go be a father to your kids. She gave me the keys to her car. Go be a father to your kids. Sent me to the store with a credit card, buy them something, take them this, take them out to eat. I don't care. Every time she came to visit me, the question she asked, when was the last time you seen your kids? Because you know what she felt in me, which she told me many years later, Ashton, how you going to be a father to my kid if you're not a good father to yours? And this is before we had one together. It takes a strong woman, learn this now, Devin, to make a good man. You can't be good on your own. It's hard. It's hard. It's extremely hard. You need someone to correct you, to give you wisdom, to give you understanding. Trust me on that. Here we go again, church.
Trust.
Can we hear that one more time?
Trust.
You know me as a truck driver. That didn't come easy. I'm telling you. I went to school to get my CDL. I drove the truck 3 times. They said, you're ready. Okay. I trusted in man. Go to the CDL to take my license. My friend went before me. We were really good friends in class. He passed. Happy for him. My time. Went through the first step. Got it. Second step. Thought I had it. Inches. They said, you failed. It was so close, they brought out an instructor, took a picture, blew it up to see that my mud flap was bent and they couldn't see the full cone. I said, but my mud flap is bent. I said, all I gotta do is bend it in, you can see the full cone. They said, you should have bent it in before you blew your horn to show that you was completed with your test, your maneuver. So I failed. Failing don't come easy for me. Will you lose? Yes. If you trust in me, you will lose trust. I trusted in man. But you know, my faith, my Pastor Mike, didn't lose trust in me. My wife didn't lose trust in me. My kids didn't lose trust in me. Go do it again. Went back the next day. We passed. I'm not going to tell you how ugly it was we passed. Because I remember bagging the truck up, needing to get it in a straight line, constantly moving it like a snake. But when I went on that driving test, I knew I was at the borderline of passing and failing. Trust. I prayed, Father God, you got me. I need you right now. The last thing I want to do is go home to that woman and tell her I failed again. I didn't want to see my kids' faces to know that I failed again. So that prayer and that trust carried me through to get my CDL. Went to TMC. Had to do it all over again. Got up that morning feeling so happy that I ate this big breakfast. Went to take a physical and failed. They told me my diabetes was out the roof. My blood sugar was too high. High blood pressure. It went on and on. Went home, tears in my eyes, to have my son stand up in front of me and say, Dad, I trust in you. Yeah, I'm calling you out, Ashton. He stood up in front of me and said, I trust in you. Whatever needs to be done, let's get it done. I didn't have the money. Gloria and I was living barely. I don't want to say paycheck because it was unemployment. Unemployment payments barely covering everything. But I would say this. We have family and friends out there that said, reach out. If you need anything, we got you. That woman is too prideful. She won't. We made it. Ashton. Dad, I trust in you. I will pay your medical. Go to the doctor, get what's fixed. What needs to be fixed, fixed. Get what needs to be done, done. Get your medication. I got it. Don't tell Mom. Because she won't let me do it. But he did it. And I got it taken care of. But you know what? My trust did not waver. My trust didn't go away. I trust in the Lord. Went back to Des Moines, Iowa to take that physical. First thing doctor said to me is, what happened to your lip? Because the medication that I was taking had my bottom lip, I'm kidding you not, it was about this big with me holding it in. I looked like Professor Clump, if you guys know what that movie is. My lip was huge. And the first thing that doctor said is, the medication you're taking, what was it, Glow? I was allergic to the medication. She said, don't take that no more. After we got your blood work back, we seen pretty much everything that was in your blood work. What did you eat that morning? When I got to telling her, she couldn't believe it. She said, what's wrong with you? I said, I forgot. She said, you don't have high blood pressure. You don't have diabetes. There's nothing wrong with you. She didn't even want to do my physical. She said, you pass. But she had to do it anyway. So we passed the physical, called Glow and tell her, you know, we're good there. And I'm telling you, the first day in the truck to drive for TMC, I couldn't even shift the gears because I was so jittery. I couldn't get the truck out of first gear. I called Glow. The instructor is, what are you doing? You can't even get on the phone. I said, dude, we're on the parking lot. I said, I got to call my wife. Why? I said, you don't understand. Call her. Slow yourself down. You got this. You got this. Everything calmed down. We went on. We became a truck driver with TMC. Guys, I shared those stories with you because I want you to understand. I want you to look at yourself. And I want you to think about that 19-year-old that was buried yesterday. And her birthday is today. I want you to think about Pastor Cornelius Greer, that we know his presence is here with us, that passed away on the 10th of September. Think about 9/11 today. Look at your loved ones. Look at yourself. Ask yourself, are you trusting in the Lord? Are you trusting in the Lord? Are you really who you need to be today? I will tell you this, and you can trust this. You are where you're supposed to be today. Here. The Lord led you here. Needed you to hear this message. Trust. Trust in your Lord. Don't wait on tomorrow. Today is today. We asking you to come forward. We're going to ask Elder Run to come up. We're going to ask Dunn to come up. If you need prayer, trust in the Lord. Let one of these two gracious people pray for you. Don't try to do this on your own. You need help. Here it is. Here it is. If you're afraid or if you're shy, just raise your hand. My brother Elder Run will leap over these chairs to get to you. He will pray for you like he pray for me every time I'm out there on that road. He reaches out to me and he touches me. He touches my heart, my soul. And he tells me, Brother Victor, it's going to be all right. Don't be all right. If you trust in the Lord, if you trust, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. Mama, I know you're out there watching me online. Mama, I hope I did you proud. You always told me I was special. And let no one tell me otherwise. I love you, Mama. I wish you all the best. I'm going to pray for you. Speedy recovery. We ask, guys, that you please, just please, look in your heart, feel in your heart that the Lord is with you, that he's got you, he's going to cover you, he's going to protect you, he's going to love you, he's going to provide for you, he's going to deliver you, because he is holy. He is holy. We're like that mustard seed that was dropped on the ground. We could not grow until somebody kicked dirt on us. And it started raining. We got wet. We burst out of that ground. We cherished, we flourished. We became who we are today. All because of you, Lord. We trust. We trust. You guys, go ahead. Guys, I was brought up, go ahead. Be seated. I was brought up in an old school church. Look at this picture here. I'm telling you, I was brought up in an old school church. And when, like I said, when mama said go to church, that's what you did. You went to church. And family, friends out there, I was riding home on a Saturday morning, and I didn't think I was going to make it to church on Sunday because I had such a long drive. I said, you know what, Victor? Have church right now. This was the first song that came on in my truck. This took me back to my church, my home church as I grew up. And I'm telling you, we had these double doors on each side as the choir came in. And I'm telling you, I'm gonna get a little Baptist in here for y'all right now. We're gonna get a little Baptist. This was our day, Bunny, back in our church. I know you remember this. I'm telling you, the choir would come in, and it'll be step by step. And they would march in, Mackenzie. This is what you call a holy church, Baptist. Ha ha!
Let's give Pastor Elder Vic a hand clap. Yes, good word, brother. What's the word he said to do? Trust.
Well, remember that, won't we? Like a commercial, they say if you hear it 5 or 6 times, you know how they're louder when you walk out the room and make a sign or something? They turn the volume's higher, right?
Yeah.
But you hear it. Now you remember it, you know? Because you know how we do those jingles now when we hear it. We'll be doing that now, won't we?
We'll be going through the week going, trust.
We're glad everybody was here today. We're always glad to have folks show up to worship the Lord, and we hope you were blessed today. I know I was. It was a good word and a great tribute to our nation, who does not fall to its knees. It comes back up and rises again through the storms and trials that we face. And Pastor Greer, great man, and he's blessed a lot of our lives, and we carry that with us, like he would say to Vic, magnify. That was the word. And they say, I'll stay with him the rest of his life. People touch you in different ways, different words, different actions. And you'll remember that, and you'll carry that on. That's their legacy that they poured into you. And whatever it was said or done, or actions, it just might be a hug. Remember. So we're just so happy. Great job. Pastor Mike's travels, I think he's back in town. We're going to go pick him up shortly at the airport, and hope they had a good time with his niece's wedding. And I know he'd love to be here, but, you know, he had this commitment, you know, to be part of the wedding. So that's beautiful. We had a wedding yesterday. I did for Benita's family. And by the way, Benita was in a pretty bad wreck this week. Car looks pretty bad, but a good praise worship testimony is she's okay, as far as we know. Right, honey? But that could have been worse. I mean, you know, wrecks are wrecks. Sometimes